So my name is Götz Roge. I'm from Berlin, and normally I work in different visual contexts. I do video projections for musicians, and since a few years, I mean, basically I work a lot with improvisation. And so a few years ago, I was asked to do a workshop for Camera Obscura, and in the forest, and that was when I started. I was saying, okay, I would make this workshop, but only if they would build me like a camera that you can actually enter, you know, that you really can walk into the camera for everybody to see actually how a camera obscura really works. And this was like a very great success, because it's like a very interesting thing that you don't necessarily have to take a picture with a camera obscura, but it's really an experience to see a vivid live image, you know, movements and things like this. So that's actually a very nice aspect of the camera obscura in the first place. Plus, it's like a it's I mean, camera obscura just means a camera is just means it's a room, and obscura is just black, so it just means it's a black room. You can basically turn every space into a camera obscura, like a you could turn a nut or a shoe into a camera obscura, or your mouth, you can turn your mouth into a camera obscura. Everything is basically able to be turned into a camera obscura. So it's very interesting to actually be inside the camera. And so this was, yeah, a few years ago, and since then I have, since this is like always like a very, you have a lot of things to prepare in upfront, so that's why I do this kind of project only maybe maximum twice a year. And since the last time that I worked with this was in California last year in the springtime, I was working with a quite a famous model. She had asked me to work with her, and that was the first time I worked with a human body inside the pictures. And I got a lot of input for colors, and after that I thought, okay, I really want to work more on colors in general, and to experiment with color filters and so on. And then I was taking 4 months now to go to India. I thought like India would be like a perfect place to get some input on colors, basically, because I mean, here you like see so many strong colors. People wear colors that you would never see in the Western world, you know. So it's not like I want to imitate that, but it's just like an inspiration from that. So that was an idea to go to India. And so basically, I didn't really have a plan to where to go. And in the beginning, I went to Kerala, and but then it turned out, since I have like these very large images, I produce very large images from roll material, so I didn't know exactly that it was very difficult to find a lab to get these things developed, plus to find the material, the photographic material at all. So when I was in Kerala, I was confronted with that I would neither get the material nor have a lab. So in the beginning, I was a bit frustrated for the first months, too, that I thought like, okay, I couldn't like proceed with this project, you know. And but then after 1 month of research, I found out, okay, in Chennai there's a lab, and through that I got oriented on the East Coast here in the South India. And then I learned, basically coincidentally again, of Auroville, which I've actually never heard of, but I got totally interested in it, and the whole concept, it was very intriguing. And especially since I read that, yeah, there's a lot of artwork in Auroville, and a lot of art production and facilities and a lot of interests. I mean, I think in South India you will not find more concentration of art probably than in Auroville. And also a lot of artists come here. So that was all interesting. And basically then I, since I travel also, my